Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, we have finally come to the final chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is the concluding chapter, obviously, not only in the sense, however, of it being the last one, and therefore it is the conclusion of the book one way or another, but I mean that in the sense that it brings all of the inquiries that are found throughout the book to a conclusion. It helps us to understand what it was that Solomon learned by his investigation into the various questions about life and what makes life fulfilling. Approximately the first half of the book deals with Solomon's explorations. I explored this, I tried that, I investigated this, I applied this feature of life to my life to see how it would go. And I didn't find any of these things fulfilling in themselves. None of the elements of life, whether we're talking about wealth or wisdom in the sense of knowledge, or honor, fame, sensual pleasure, and on it goes, even the satisfaction of hard work, none of those things bring lasting satisfaction to life if they are done apart from serving God. We are made to serve God, and we cannot have a fulfilling life apart from serving Him. And so if we fail to serve Him, then it doesn't matter what we do, we're not going to find life fulfilling because we are not fulfilling the purpose for which we were created. But if we are serving our Creator and following the wisdom which He has given, then all the other elements of life will fall into place very nicely, and many of the things that are dead-end streets for people who are not serving God turn out to be very fulfilling to those who are. And so that, in essence, is what Solomon has been teaching us throughout the book. And as we come to the concluding chapter, he tells us some of the elements that make life on earth satisfying. And the first one is to seek God while you are young. Since God has to be the center of your life, then the important thing is to make Him the center as early as possible. Seek God while you are young. If you let life pass you by and don't seek God, don't put Him in His proper place until your life is well nigh spent, then you will find that your life has been largely wasted, and you'll have a hard time finding any satisfaction in life. Now, you can find satisfaction in your relationship with God at any point in your life, young, middle age, or old. And it's always good to find Him. It's better to know the Lord in your old age than not to know Him at all. But oh, how much better, how much far better to know Him when you're young and live your whole life for Him and make your whole life one of fulfillment and satisfaction. That's what Solomon is telling us. And so we're going to explore that a little bit further. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, March 1. And thanks for helping us with the cost of airing this Bible teaching program on this station. Well, here's how chapter 12 begins. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. That's the opening statement. What is Solomon telling us here? Well, obviously, seek God in your youth. Let's ask three questions of this verse. Who, what, and why? Who are we to seek? God, obviously, but known here as Creator. It's important to remind ourselves frequently that He is our Creator. As the psalmist put it, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His creatures. He made us. We are creatures. He is Creator. Very important relationship. So we are to seek our Creator. That's who. What? We are to remember Him. And as we saw in the broadcast Friday, that means with the decisive action based upon mental reflection. It's not just say, oh yeah, I remember that. No, we are to think about Him, and we are to take action based upon what we learn about Him. That's what it means to remember Him in the sense that you find here. And then the third question is why? And here's why. And there's really two prongs to this. Why should we seek God in our youth? Well, number one, because, as we've already pointed out, a fulfilling life requires it. Remember now. That word now could also be translated also or and, but it connects this to the verses in the end of chapter 11. And chapter 11 concluded by saying, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. How do you keep childhood and youth from being vanity, from being empty, from being unfulfilling, as they are in the case of so many people? Well, here's the answer. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Some people have the attitude that the thing to do is to have your fun, as some people have put it, sow your wild oats when you're young, get it out of your system, and then settle down and become a productive adult. That's not the advice that Solomon gives. He says, seek God while you're young. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Don't let your youth, your childhood and your youth, be vanity, which it will be if you sow your wild oats. If you do that, you're going to have, well, at the very least, a lot of regrets as you mature and realize how foolish so much of that was. But more than foolish, it was destructive in your life and in the lives of others. You're going to have so many regrets of people that you harmed, people that you encouraged into sin, people that you had sinful relationships with. It's not a good way to start life. Thank God that He is a merciful God, a pardoning God. Who is a pardoning God like thee, and who has grace so rich and free? How wonderfully true that is. Thank God that there is forgiveness with Him, that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin if we're trusting in Christ. Thank God for that. How wonderful that is. And when I say what I said a moment ago, I don't mean to discourage those who did not seek the Lord while you were young. But I've found that those who didn't and have now come to know the Lord are some of the first ones to say, don't do what I did. I regret it. I wasted many years. I created a lot of mischief and damage in the lives of others and harmed myself in the process. I'm thankful for the cleansing blood of Christ that forgives me for these things and gives me a right standing with God, and that I have the wonderful joy to walk with the Lord now and to go on and make the rest of my life productive. But oh, how much better if I had come to God much earlier in life. And so why do we seek our Creator in the days of our youth? Number one, because a fulfilling life requires it. But number two, because the reality of aging confirms it. And that's what we read in the last part of verse 1, and that sets us up for, well, about the rest, almost the whole first half of this chapter. But here's what it says. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, what's that all about? Well, that's talking about the physical deterioration of old age. Aging has problems. Let's just mark it down. As all those who are, what should I say, into retirement years who are listening to the broadcast now can affirm. Young people have difficulty understanding that sometimes. But young person, your life's not always going to be the way it is now. Your body's not always going to be as strong as it is now. Your mind's not always going to be as vigorous as it is now. Take advantage of those wonderful qualities of youth while you can. Take advantage of them to seek the Lord, to learn His Word. I'm so grateful, for example, that as a young person, I memorized hundreds of verses of Scripture. Do I remember them all now? No, not all of them. Do I remember some of them now? Yes. It's amazing how many of them come to mind, sometimes when I'm not even trying to recall them, but here they come. Why? Because when my mind was young and sharp, I committed those portions of God's Word to memory, in many cases not even individual verses, but whole chapters. Some people have been amazed that I can quote large sections of the Bible. Not like I used to, because as I have aged, my memory of those things has even faded somewhat. But I couldn't do now what I did then. It's not that it's impossible to memorize when you're older, but it's a whole lot harder. It can be done, but it takes a whole lot more work. It's certainly worthwhile at any age, and it will help keep your mind sharp if you will do that, but it is best to do that with the vigor of youth. And that's just one aspect. There's so many other things. Oftentimes I'll see young people doing things that I used to enjoy doing. And my thought is, sometimes my comment out loud to my wife is, oh, to be young again. I miss being able to do that. But I can't. And I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it and getting myself all in a funk because of it. That's just the way it is. Life has marched on, and my body is not strong and young like once it was. It has experienced some of the deterioration that goes with aging, and as I continue to age, I will experience more of that. And that's why, that's exactly the reason why Solomon says here to remember, that is, seek Him out, your Creator, in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come. Now, in one sense, I'm going to have to deal with this in two senses, but in one sense, it is no more difficult for an older person to come to a saving knowledge of Christ than a younger person. I've heard many times people say, you need to get people saved when they're young, because statistics show that far more people are saved in their youth than are saved in old age. Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know about the statistics, but I know this, that God, the Holy Spirit, has to do the work of regeneration in the heart, and for Him, age makes no difference whatsoever. He can and does do that for older people as well as for younger people, and I've seen Him do that many, many, many times. But it is also true that it's harder to focus, it's harder to concentrate, it's harder to seek the Lord because of the infirmities of age, and therefore take the advice of Solomon and remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Well, until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.